Well, I'm told that we're full of capacity, so we're not waiting on anyone. My name is Stan Berendt. I'm chair of the Senate Assembly in Sakura, and I want to welcome you to the 14th Annual University of Michigan Senate's Davis Marcus Nickerson Lecture on Academic and Intellectual Freedom. First, it's my distinct pleasure to make a few brief remarks by way of introducing Peggy Hollingsworth, president of the Academic Freedom Lecture Fund. Dr. Hollingsworth was instrumental in the creation of this lecture series. She became and continues as a driving force, leading to its present importance as a major scholarly event at our institution. A past national president of Sigma Xi, Peggy has accumulated an impressive list of honors and awards during her very successful career, including the prestigious University of Michigan Distinguished Faculty Governance Award in 1994. I now turn the program over to Peggy Hollingsworth.
For those of you who think this should have been at Hill, Power, or other places, we agree. Unfortunately, they were not available. We anticipated an excellent turnout for Professor Chomsky, and of course you're here. He told me when we were driving in today that the only places that he does not like to lecture are in on places where there are basketball courts. So hopefully this is a little bit better than a basketball court, but not as nice as would have been if we had proper seating for all of you. Are you guys okay over there? You're not going to fall off and do something? All right, okay. Can you increase the volume back there? Can you increase the volume? How is it now? Is that better? Okay, more. All right, how is it now? Is it about the same? I don't control the volume from here, it's controlled from another source. Right. This is the 14th year that I've had the opportunity to welcome you to the annual Davis Marcus Nickerson Lecture on Academic and Intellectual Freedom. As you're aware, this lecture series was named in honor of three former University of Michigan faculty members who were treated badly by the University of Michigan during the McCarthy era. Professor Marcus and Nickerson are no longer with us, but Professor H. Chandler Davis is here today. Chandler, will you please stand so we can welcome you? Chandler. A brief history of the events that led up to the establishment of the lecture series is in your program, and more extensive and different treatments of the subject can be found in the book Unfettered Expression, Freedom and American Intellectual Life, and in Adam E. Kulikow's video documentary, Keeping in Mind the McCarthy Era at the University of Michigan. Both are referenced in your program. The 1990 Senate Assembly resolution that created this lecture series states, quote, "The protection of academic and intellectual freedoms requires a constant reminder of their value and vulnerability," end quote. The purpose of this lecture series is to help us to always keep in mind this critically wise counsel. Our annual lectures are chosen not because they support any political party or espouse any particular ideology, but because we believe that they help us to fulfill the purpose of the lecture series. All of our lecturers have been highly distinguished in their fields of interest, experience, and expertise, and have provided us with noteworthy presentations. The first three lecturers, Robert M. O'Neill, Lacey Bollinger, and Catherine R. Stimson, focused upon campus speech codes, the pros and cons of which were heatedly debated during the early 1990s. Subsequently, the topics addressed have been expanded and become more diversified. For example, David A. Hollinger in the 9th annual lecture and Ellen Schrecker at the 10th anniversary symposium spoke about the corporatization of higher education. On September 11, 2001, Vartan Gregorian preceded his brilliant lecture with a thoughtful prognostication on the consequences of the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington that had taken place earlier that day. Last year, David A. Cole talked about academic freedom in the context of the United States Patriot Act. I know that everyone here is waiting with keen anticipation for Professor Noam Chomsky to share his thoughts with us today. I would also like to comment on the Academic Freedom Lecture Fund, which is one of the sponsors of today's lecture. When the lecture series was established in 1990, neither the University of Michigan's administration nor its Board of Regents were supportive. It was not until former law school dean Lisi Bollinger became the 12th president of the University of Michigan that his office, the Office of the President, became an official sponsor of the lecture series. Today, the fund, which has become an autonomous agency, works with administrative and academic units and faculty governance groups, as well as with the Ann Arbor chapter of the American Association of University Professors, to raise funds to support events related to academic freedom. Currently, we are working closely with the university administration to establish a Davis Margaret Nickerson visiting professorship. It is through your contributions to the fund that this lecture series has survived, grown, and flourished. And your contributions will also be an essential part of any endowment that we might generate to support the professorship. It is my pleasure to inform you that Jeffrey S. Lehman, former dean of our law school and current president of Cornell University, has joined the Academic Freedom Lecture Fund's advisory board. In recent years, the law school has been a major supporter of the annual lecture and has not only provided the lecture rooms, but its administration and faculty have adjusted their classroom schedules to make certain that our lectures are successful and that its students will be able to attend. I would also like to express appreciation to many who work diligently behind the scenes each year to ensure the success of the lecture. Special mention must be made of the staff of the Faculty Senate Office, Jane Liu, Mary Mandeville, and Tom Schneider. I would also like to thank Brent J. Futrell, the graphic artist from the law school, who has been responsible for the stunning design of the posters and programs for the lecture series in recent years. I would like to acknowledge the efforts of Patrick Murphy of Biomedical Communications and his colleagues, who for years have been responsible for the videotaping of the annual lecture. In addition, I would be remiss if I did not recognize the ongoing and significant contributions of my husband, Professor Charles B. Smith, to the fund and to the lecture series. I have been asked to inform you about two upcoming events that are either directly or indirectly related to Professor Chomsky. The first is at 7 p.m. this evening in Auditorium B of Angel Hall. The Department of History's Institute for Historical Studies is sponsoring a documentary film symposium, The Corporation. The second is a seminar on Friday at 2 p.m. in the Modern Languages Building, Auditorium 4, that is co-sponsored by the Departments of Linguistics, Philosophy, and Psychology. This seminar, presented by Professor Chomsky, is entitled Biolinguistics and Human Cognitive Capacities. Both the symposium and the lecture are free and open to the public. Additional information about these two events is available on tables outside the Honeyman Auditorium in Room 150. Finally, the members of the audience are asked not to videotape this lecture and not to take photographs for obvious reasons. Also, please turn off your telephones and pagers. Now I would like to ask Provost Paul Courant to introduce the 2004 Davis Margaret Nickerson Lecture. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy.